Hello, welcome. I'd like to share with you an idea that I've had for many years that I would like to turn into a reality. And so I want to just speak it out there to sort of define it. And who knows, maybe I can somehow make this happen. But one of the things that I enjoy is software. I enjoy good software. It's just been a part of like my life. And I think there's a lot of old software that's really great that we've really lost in this new world. And regardless, there's just a lot of opportunity for good software. But that's not the key part of it. The key part of this is how the software is developed. And so I've worked as a software developer in a remote situation where, you know, I have my own laptop or computer. Like, I requested a Mac Mini because I like to have my computer at a certain place. I don't want to just take my laptop everywhere. I like to have my computer in a specific location so that, you know, the workspace is designed for work, kind of a thing. And, you know, so I've worked at different setups for my office desk space, usually some sort of standing desk with a small computer like a Mac Mini that's under the desk, and where there's just a clean setup where, you know, you have your keyboard and your mouse and your monitor and like and space, basically. And one of the things that's a real luxury when it comes to a work environment is a view. So when I did rent office space in the past, I had a like window, basically, you know, right behind the computer desk. So I'm sitting, standing, whatever. I could easily just look up and look outside, which is good for your eyes also, as opposed to standing and looking at a monitor closely all day. And then if you look around and there's just like a wall there, you know, your eyes are not sort of focusing in and out on objects in the distance. And so this is, I believe, can cause some issues with vision. I started to feel like I had almost like, I don't know if it's nearsighted or what the term is, but I started to notice some of that for myself because I was looking at a computer screen all day. And anyways, I actually, at least temporarily, switched careers. So I'm not looking at a computer screen all day at the moment. But I still... So the other part of this is, in a software development environment, you have, like, usually a company will give you a computer, and like any other computer, it's open to the entire internet, right? And I think that generally speaking, just to shorten this up, having access to the entire internet is a recipe for distraction, which is, I think, an issue for people generally with their phones, which is why I want to develop my own phone, but also with computers as well. It's just too much open access to everything, right? There's obviously advantages to that, but the downside is it's an opportunity to distract for distraction, particularly in a work environment. So for me, there's a freedom that comes from eliminating that distraction. I've gone through periods where I've had no home internet, for example, and felt a freedom from that. I know people that don't have home internet. It's like a nice thing to escape from, you know, to be able to disconnect, to be able to focus more, all of those things. So I always wanted to create a software development house or business, if you want to call it, but that is offline, meaning that there's still software development is still done. Each individual developer still has their own computer and their own monitor and are, you know, going to keyboard and mouse. But they have a view. So ideally, like, this is where I've looked into container houses and tiny houses and all these kind of things. And to have either, I imagine it should be done with containers, but essentially there would be, though, like, if you imagine a container, set, how can I say this out loud without showing a picture of it? I guess we don't have to get into details on like what I have in my mind exactly at this point, but there's essentially a face of the container or building structure that's facing towards nature. And there's at least space for like at least three developers that have all of their own standing desks, you know, computer monitor, whatever. And they're all facing towards these windows, basically. And there's different ways to do this and different size windows you can use, whatever. But it gives them that opportunity to have that beautiful view. And, you know, it has to be facing and oriented a certain way based on the sun and blah, 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 blah. But they have that experience. And it's located in somewhere very rural. So I've thought about, you know, the side of a mountain. Or, you know, so it could be somewhere cold and, you know, remote. And somewhere somewhere hot and tropical. And these could actually be used technically. Like you could also like rent these out. So there's a possibility for that as well. But one of the particular things about it is the offline aspect. To go somewhere to, like, if you think about being a writer, you know, like, there's this sort of romantic idea of going to a cabin and writing a book. You know, going somewhere remote without, there's no distraction than writing. Same thing goes for code, writing code. And, you know, it could be other things as well, but to have that option is, to me, a luxury. So the luxurious environment is beautiful view, distraction-free environment, completely offline. And so there's ways to do it in terms of like a rental situation where, you know, all these buildings are basically the same. And you can set it up where it's sort of like a work-life thing. Like, so there's different ways that this can be done. But since it's remote, you know, you could have sort of like the office pod, and then you have living pods for the people that are there living or vacationing there or whatever. And you can also have like the communal area as well, you know, with shipping containers and stuff. You could also have like a pool and, you know, whatever. You can make it nice. But but either like in a place where people can rent, like a sort of retreat situation, you know. So you could have also like a more like a meeting space area as well. And there's different variations I've thought about over the years with this, and I have some sketches and things around, but because you could also have a variation of this that is like a dual level. So if it's a larger structure, you have office spaces on the top and the you know, facing that one direction, and then on the bottom you could actually have more of an open communal space that could actually house vendors, you know, so you have like a sort of farmer's market situation on a weekend, or you have more of a retail environment there. And but from this sort of work situation or work view, I just always, like, I crave that so bad, to be able to go to a location with a beautiful view, with a setup, because most of the time if you're renting an office space, it's a fucking cubicle, you know what I mean? Best case scenario, you get you're on the side of the building, you know, so you have maybe a view towards, like, another building kind of a thing. You know, rarely you might get you're high enough up and, you know, it's just more of a view of the city or something. And that's how people think. But to me, that was never a luxury situation. I always wanted to be like in more of a remote, more rural location. And so that's where this is from. And I haven't seen, like, you know, like most of these like places for rentals or whatever, like they're all like in city hubs, city centers. I don't like that. I like rural, you know. So the place would need to have electricity, which can be done all solar if it's super remote, or just simply connect electricity, depending on where what the location is. You know, just enough to basically power these computer monitors, some other basic things, you know, I mean, very efficient lighting, whatever. But from the perspective of a software development house, right? Like if I had a business, like, or I do, and like my ideal situation is to be in one of these situations, right? Like allow developers to come in, you know, folks come work in on this, on a project completely offline, and develop software almost like, in a way, it's like taking the best of what it used to be and what we have now. Like now we have these things like Git, for example. You know, people think of GitHub, but we have this software that allows us to develop software very efficiently. And, you know, it's basically have a main branch or master branch that holds the main, your source code essentially. And every individual developer can pull down that master branch, check out a branch. In other words, like create their own little branch that says like, okay, I'm going to work on this part of the application now, make whatever change they need. And then they can go ahead and push that back to the main branch. And then they can, it's a process of merging that into your main branch, your master branch, your, like basically your live development environment. There's a process for those things, but we think about those things as being done online, where in my scenario, I want those things to be done offline. And there's actually a way to do this. You don't actually need to use github.com to host your code. You can technically do it on a computer that's local. So I want to have basically like a networked situation with these computers where you have these developers that can all pull from the main branch just like they normally would, except that main branch is on a machine that's local, that's inside the same building, basically. And you have backup processes and things like that as well. And I can go into more detail. I just did recorded another thing that kind of companion to this, but but there's that, and I also like the idea of developing for these sort of applications that are running on their own hardware. So it used to be that computers were so expensive that it made sense to run applications, multiple applications on the same computer, right? Because you'd have to have a high upfront cost for the computer itself, and then you would just buy the software you needed from there, and then you could, as long as you could all use the same software on the computer, then that's great. Now we're in a situation where the cost of the computers is so low that we can actually have single purpose devices that are sort of a combination of a computer and, you know, one piece of software that serves a particular purpose. And so that's also a part of what I'm very, 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 very interested in. But I think the main purpose of this is to say, I want to design, or I just want to create, I just want, you know, there to exist for my benefit, these type of locations. And also this type of mentality, because when you have an offline situation also, in software development particularly, people are, I believe, are very quick to leverage existing tools because it's just quick and easy, instead of building their own tools. But I've always liked the idea of building your own tools. So instead of just like using some API, grabbing some data, blah, 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 like actually thinking through the process and then building what you actually need and having more of a self-contained thing. So And the way that Apple, for example, built their own hardware and software, I want more of a self-contained software development environment where you're building your own software, you know, that is going to work on a specific hardware, but you're not relying too much on external packages, like other external pieces of software, where you're actually forced to think through how, you know, what are the tools that you would want and how would you want them to function? And it allows you to sort of think out of the side of the box and create new things. Because a lot of the things we're struggling with, or a lot of the reason we don't have a lot of innovation, is because once there's a tool that's sort of good enough, then people will use that tool. And, you know, like this is something that happened with like QuickBooks as an example. Like it was like a decent, I'm trying to think if this was like QuickBooks or the name of the company at the time, but there was an accounting software that was, it was like the best thing that there was. Like someone just kind of built this thing that worked. And honestly, it wasn't even like the greatest thing, but it was like, it was something that worked at the time and everybody started using that. It wasn't particularly built as the most efficient thing. And this is why we've seen like this very painful process over the years of like QuickBooks going from like a desktop software to an online software. It's not been, in my opinion, very smooth or very good. And that's where we've seen competition come in. But like even accounting software, like we have these things that we use and they're sort of complicated and difficult. And a lot of the times it's because it's just, that's the thing that worked for someone and then everybody else just kind of jumped on board and started using it. And it didn't quite match up the use case for all these other people, but it was the best thing that they could find and figure out. And it actually adds complexity a lot of times as opposed to making things easier. So in other words, it's easier in one aspect to build tools specific to your use case than just leveraging existing tools. And there's ways to do this in a very like sort of offline way. So like, you know, accounting and is one of those things. Bookkeeping is one of those things that's sort of central to a lot of this stuff. I've built SaaS application software as a service, like basically just business software. And I've gone from doing, you know, hiring bookkeepers and hiring accountants to doing my own bookkeeping and my own accounting. And what I've recognized is the actual forms that need to be submitted are not as complicated as the software would like you to believe. You know, and yes, like the things have gotten, you could argue, simpler with some of these online services, but to have control over your numbers, your books, and that sort of thing, and then be able to simply get to the actual source of what needs to be submitted can be an easier process than you think it is. It's almost like my experience with accountants is that they actually complicate the situation because either the business owner doesn't want to know, they don't want to have the responsibility, so they just completely give it off to somebody else and they have no idea how it works, but it just kind of works and they just kind of get away with it over the years, you know. Sometimes they run into a problem with these people, sometimes they don't. And but it's just something they just don't want to think about, as opposed to, and the accountants, I think, like it that way. And that's a whole thing, like they want to do things last minute, and it's just a whole mess of a situation. Whereas if you actually just need, you know, you have the forms, and if you can develop software that actually like works to those forms, you could almost just print them out directly from your software and then just be done with it, kind of thing. So it's just, I mean, there's many pieces of software that I want to develop for various applications. This isn't specific to that use case. That was really a tangent. But my point is that offline software development environment is just like, it's something I've wanted and craved for a very long time, and I want to make it real. I think it's something that I know personally I would benefit greatly from, and I know that others would as well. There's just something to, I think there's a lot of efficiency that's lost in a typical work environment because there's this overarching or like sort of pervasive force of distracting information that is constantly being that's constantly affecting the work environment as a whole. And when you remove that, all of a sudden now there's like this room for clarity and sort of focus and purpose. And so peeling back the development environment to almost like an old school development environment or old school just general work environment, but bringing in the tools that are useful. So when I say offline, when I don't mean no computers. I mean there's computers, but you just decide what is necessary for that work environment, and there's ways to use basically have the software that you need, or the packages that you need, the dependencies that you need stored locally that you can pull from when necessary, right? And so there would be some sort of process with this where at a certain time period, essentially, someone would like go to town and upload the latest version of the software or whatever. But I want to go back to like so like a more of like an old school sort of software's release cycle, right? Where you have like a version one, a version two, version three, and you know, in terms of like billing the end customer, it could be different. You know, it could just bill them like version one, and if they want to buy version two, they buy that. You know, there are options for you know, subscription services, blah blah blah, for the end user. That's another conversation, but I like, generally speaking, these sort of, I want to build more of these, not just single purpose devices, but there's a bunch of things I want to build, a bunch of things I want to make, and I just personally need that environment where I have all the tools I need with nothing else. Like if you imagine, like if you were like making leather wallets, for example, and you walked into your office, you would imagine there's leather there and there's like tools specific to your job, right? There's the tools you need for making patterns and cutting and stitching and all this kind of stuff. But then imagine that like that same work environment was just like flooded with all this other crap, right? All of a sudden there's like all this news and video and yada yada yada, and like all of this possibility for downloading this and that and the other thing, watching this, like so all the social media, all these things, all of a sudden like in that same shop. It doesn't make sense. It would be like absurd. It would be like walking into like a circus, you know, and you wouldn't even be able to tell that that shop was specifically there to make leather wallets. Like you'd be like, what is this shop for? I see wallet stuff over there, but I see all this other stuff around too, you know. This is more of like a sort of minimalist focused approach of like making sure your work environment only has the tools absolutely necessary to do your job and removes the temptation for basically the squirrel situation. Like squirrel, like you see something shiny and you're like, ooh, let me try that. Ooh, let me try that. Ooh, let me try that. Which is something that I'm saying literally happens at very large companies, you know, that work on this stuff every day. And I think that there's so much distraction that occurs that the productivity, I would argue, of a focused work environment like the one I'm talking about should outpace any other like normal work environment. For this, because of that lack of not just distraction, but things that can take you off of the path, right? Like the squirrel situation. Because all those, like, I guess you could say, like, if you look at any typical work environment, there's like squirrels everywhere. You know, that leather shop example I was saying is probably would be like full of squirrels. You know, squirrels and squirrel poop everywhere. So hopefully this makes sense. I mean, I can get more into sort of specifically what I envision for how these sort of setups would be, because it would be more of like a, generally speaking, a work life environment. So it's more of like multiple structures basically, but all could be basically container structures, right? Like I said, there's one for the work, and then there's these sort of home pods, if you will. And then some of the sort of life balance pods as well. And this is something that can be replicated, whether it's in like I said, in I can envision like a sort of snowy mountain or a tropical setting as well. And this is one of the things that I want to do, and because I think in terms of building things, building a vehicle, building software, whatever, it's like what I want to do is first, like I first need to set up the tools necessary to create the most efficient work environment. All right, part of that is like this is partly why I want to make my own phone, because I have a very specific vision for a distraction-free phone. And also, then there's the thing about how do you create a distraction for your computer and phone that do connect to the internet, which is also possible, but it's surprisingly difficult. And it's something I've looked very, very, very deeply into, and I've started to build software tools specifically to address this issue, which is an issue that is actually like a very, very, very hot button topic. So I just sort of have this sort of like samurai thing of like having this, I would call it like the cave, where it's like people in an offline environment are creating the tools to better for the betterment of society. And software does have a place in that. And it's just also like the environment to create great things, whether it's software or hardware or machines or vehicles and that sort of thing. So I think that at least gives an overview of where my head is at with that.